From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone and welcome to our gospel program. Thank you for joining with me. May the Lord bless you as once more we open God's Word and consider His message to our souls. We'll be looking at John chapter 13, the verses 14 to 17. A very well-known incident is recorded there. It's the washing of the disciples' feet by the Savior. We'll be turning to that in just a moment. Let me remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll be commencing a new study. It's entitled Something Worth the World and More. It's based on Matthew chapter 16 and the verse 26. If you would like any of our programs on tape, we'll be happy to send them to you, or any of the studies that we engage in. They too also are available on tape. They're all free. You only have to contact me. Now, before we turn to John chapter 13, let's listen to a hymn. It's the hymn, Be Thou Exalted, and it's sung for us by the SMS Singers.
Be Thou Exalted.
Our subject this morning is Christ washing the feet of his disciples. John chapter 13, the verses 4 to 17. As I have already said when we commenced our study of this chapter, its contents, and those of chapters 14 to 17, are unique to John's record. The washing of the disciples' feet by the Savior is a history that has enriched and blessed the people of God since John recorded it for us. This took place the night before his trial and crucifixion. That the Son of God should have such an interest in the well-being of his disciples, to the degree shown here, on the very eve of the terrible sufferings of the cross, is illustrative of the wonderful love that took precedence in his heart over all matters, and which formed the basis of his sacrifice on Calvary. First of all, what condescension Christ shows. What readiness to undertake a menial task, normally reserved for the lowest servant in a household, and that for the comfort of his disciples. The master stoops to wash the feet of his servants. The action is illustrative of the grace of Christ, even as Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and the verse 9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." As the Saviour here strips himself of his outer garments and kneels down to wash the feet of his servants, so he would, at the cross, strip himself and take upon himself our poverty and suffering the consequences of the same, while at the same time transferring to us the riches of his righteousness. It is thus that a gospel-believing sinner is saved. He stands before God justified and accepted because he has donned by faith the robes of Christ's righteousness. Secondly, what ignorance regarding Christ's action Peter demonstrates. Of course, Peter is no different from all men. All stumble at this truth. When he sees Christ's intention of washing his feet, he protests against such a thing. "Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Thou shalt never wash my feet." Verses 6 and 8. Such a thing cannot be permitted, he thinks. Peter could not take in what it was the Saviour was doing. When the Saviour responds with the words, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me," verse 8, Peter errs in the other direction. Simon Peter saith unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Verse 9. Poor Peter gets it wrong both times. So it is with us all regarding the ways and the purpose of God in salvation. We get it wrong. We jump to the wrong conclusions, though often like Peter, for the very best of reasons. Christ explains the problem in verse 7. "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Our problem is our limited understanding of God's will. Man by nature is totally blind and ignorant of the purpose of God. That is what the Bible teaches, though we do not like to acknowledge it to be so. Paul said, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." Ephesians chapter 4, 17 and 18. That is man in his natural, unconverted state. Regeneration by the Holy Ghost brings light and understanding. "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. The gospel brings light into the soul, but Peter's action shows us that we do not enter into fullness of light immediately. Life and light has begun, but like a new day, the light increases until the fullness of understanding is reached. Here on this earth, as Christians, we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. But we will only enter into a full knowledge of Christ when we get to heaven. Thirdly, please note that we all need to be washed. There is a washing that all require if they are to enter the kingdom of God. It is a washing that only Christ can perform. He said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Verse 8. It is not the washing of baptism, but the washing in his blood, for it alone can cleanse us from sin. David prayed, "Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Psalm 51, verse 2. John later wrote in his first epistle, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John chapter 1, the verses 7 and 9. Fourthly, the lessons for the Christian from Christ's action. Note the Saviour's words in verse 15. "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." The word example means a pattern. We should seek to model our life upon this action by the Saviour. To do so will require humility. Humility is a precious virtue in the eyes of God. "For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." Isaiah 66, verse 2. Humility is a virtue urged upon all of God's people. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. 1 Peter chapter 5 and the verse 5. But to act as Christ acted here will require love. No true act of kindness is possible without true love. Without love, it is but a sham and a show, and as such is hateful to God. Many seek to make a show of religion and believe that such a show pleases God. If only they knew what God feels about such things. The Saviour's actions also remind us of the Christian's ongoing need of cleansing. Walking in a dusty land like Israel results in the traveller's feet being soiled. The washing of the feet was a constant requirement as well as a delightful refreshment. It pictures for us the need of the Christian to keep themselves unspotted, untarnished by the filthy world through which we are passing. Christian, keep the picture of Christ washing his disciples' feet before your mind as a constant reminder of your daily need of renewal and cleansing. And if you are not saved today, dear listener, then think on these words of Christ: "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you a part with Christ today? Please join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak. Amen.